Hello, friends. It's tax time, that time of year for taxes. And so I'm just thinking about money a lot. And I'm also doing like some accounting, trying to like shore that up for my business and stuff. It's this kind of weird thing where there's kind of this perfect storm where I like finance stuff. I also like accounting, which I guess is finance. And I like knowing how things work. I like doing things myself and seeing under the hood and whatever. So it's this, but also maybe that's the reason. So because I like those things, I've just always done everything myself. And so I try to kind of do, have like the most control over that as I possibly can, which is probably like a good and a bad thing at times. But anyway, because of that, my business is like really kind of immature when it comes to that stuff. Like I don't have any accounting software or anything. I just use spreadsheets. So it makes it kind of like, I don't know, this is the year of the big boy business for Caleb, for Livewire, for Wireable LLC, if you will. Formed an LLC, finally got a business bank account and a business credit card, which is hilarious. I didn't have any of those things because not smart to do that. I'm not saying, I think if I could go back, I would have done that a lot sooner. I don't see why I should have. I definitely should have. If I could go back, I would have done it sooner. But I always kind of thought it was fun or like, hey, do you know that, I don't know, I never wanted to put the cart before the horse. It's like, you don't need a business bank account. You don't need a business. You don't need a business credit card to do business in the United States. You know, it's like kind of cool. Like you can just do stuff for people and they give you money and then you just keep track of it. And then when you do your taxes, you tell the government, I made this much money from people and I spent this much money, you know, like on things to do that work for people. And then they'll just be like, okay, yep, no problem. Like this is how much you owe us. And they give you benefits for that kind of stuff. There's self-employed business deduction, stuff like that. So anyway, so I always thought that was pretty cool. And it's like, this is simple. Like, why do I have to complicate this? This is like a simple thing, but it does work. But what I do, the part that sucks, the two things that suck about it. One, it's disorganized because all the business stuff is mixed in with my personal stuff. That sucks. And it makes the end of the year really suck so this is literally what I do. I loosely keep track of expenses. This is so dumb. But here, where's confessions here? I loosely keep track of expenses. And then at tax time, I export transaction spreadsheets from every account that I have. So all the checking accounts, all the credit cards, and then I go through every transaction for an entire year. And it takes me forever. But it ensures that I don't miss a thing, you know? Probably do miss a thing because I'm not tracking it as it happens, you know? But it's actually pretty straightforward. It's like simple. I sort it all by description and then it's like, okay, here's all the, you know, the subscriptions are easy. It's like, oh, there's my ConvertKit payments. There's SavvyCal payments. There's Twitter premium payment, you know, all that stuff. And you just like whack, like tally it all up, put it in a spreadsheet, and then you put that on your taxes. It's no problem. Bigger purchases. I generally do like bigger purchases or like courses. If I buy somebody's course or something, that's kind of hard to like, you know, usually the name on the credit card transaction is kind of obscure. So when I buy stuff like that, I do put it in a spreadsheet as I go throughout the year. So that makes it easy. But yeah, it's stupid. Oh, it's so stupid. So, but I'm a big boy this year. 2024 is the year of Caleb becoming a big boy. So part of that is actually tracking this stuff as I go. And okay, so yeah, I was saying the two cons. The first con is it's disorganized and annoying and takes forever at tax time. But admittedly, I don't hate that work because I really like money. Like I like finances and staring at numbers and stuff. That's just like a weird thing that I do enjoy. But the other thing that sucks is I can't project anything. Because this is so bad. It's hand wavy. It's like, I think I'm making more money than last year. So I'm probably going to have to pay a bunch in taxes at tax time. My quarterly payments aren't going to cover it. I'm probably going to have to like pay a bunch. So I just keep a bunch of cash around and like, oh, this should probably work. But I ended up in a situation last year I think so, yeah. In a situation last year where I made, so 2022 made significantly more than 2021. So I wasn't ready for it and got hit with this tax bill that was just brutal. And it was going to pretty much like empty out my bank account. So I just filed for an extension so that I could like pay my quarterly estimated and then just wait and pay it in a few months. And I did that and it worked fine. But I probably talked about it on here. I don't know if you remember, but there was like a point where I was like, I think I'm broke. Like, I don't really have any money right now. Quote unquote broke. Like I have plenty in investments and whatever, but like cash, like I don't really have any cash. well, it turns out I actually goofed up. And the state, after I did my taxes, sent me a check for $30,000 because I overpaid by that much. So maybe I wasn't as broke as I thought. But anyway, so money. So that was stupid. That's just an example of like how dumb it is to not track all this stuff properly. I get it. I still kind of like stick by like when the dust is all, when it's all settled up, I think I still made the right choice. Like I don't think I financially hurt myself. I think I hurt myself by spending way more time and being way more disorganized than I should have. But I don't feel like I left money on the table. If anything, I feel like I took money off the table because I didn't pay any fees for any CPAs or anything like that. I just pay for TurboTax once a year. And there's things that they tell you to do that I don't think is like optimal, but that's like a story for another time. So yeah, like even just like hiring like a good professional to do your taxes, like a pro, you know, it's thousands of dollars. It's like, I just didn't pay that for years. Maybe, you know, at least 5 years of solid, like, you know, self-employed small business guy. So I probably saved like 10, 15 grand. I don't know, but that'll change. I'm changing that. So the other con is that you can't make projections. And that kind of sucks. And by projections, I don't mean like, you know, drawing a hockey stick to and showing a boardroom of people. I mean, like, I want to know the health of all the revenue streams in the business every quarter so that I can, pay more accurate quarterly estimated payments and not get like swamped at the end of the year. But also just to kind of keep my finger on the pulse of the business a little bit better and see that, oh, this is underperforming. What can we do? Can we revamp that product in some way? This is doing really well. Let's pour gas on that fire. Or, you know, I don't know. I just want to see, metrics, and I don't have any way to see metrics really. It's all very hand wavy. So I want to be a big boy business this year. And another thing is if I ever go to sell LiveWire, Wireable LLC, if anybody ever wanted to buy it ever, it's a pretty like shitty business right now to buy. Just because it's like, so wait, you don't have a business bank account, you know, you don't have, it's like, what, where does all the money go? It's all, you know, so that's been a long journey of detangling the business so that it is a standalone entity on its own. And part of that is kind of weaning off of GitHub sponsors that I have like revenue streams that are much more attractive to a potential buyer. That's that book that I keep blabbing about, the E-Myth Revisited, a big part of it's like, make your business sellable, even if you don't ever plan on selling it. So that's been a big push. It's like, get these revenue streams in services like Paddle and Stripe and Lemon Squeezy, get all that money flowing through like a business checking account, get all your expenses on a business credit card. And then you have this bundle, get an LLC registered, whatever. Now you have this nice little bundle that if somebody wants to buy your business, you can hand them a bundle and say, this is your stuff now. This is all the money. Instead of, you know, oh, here's the name and the, you know, the logins for studs. So anyway, but money in general, something that I've just been thinking about is how, yeah, I have like a cold, sorry, I can't really breathe through my nose. Is one of those nights where you keep waking up with like the Sahara Desert for your tongue, you know, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't even, there's no liquid in my mouth because my mouth is open and I'm breathing through my mouth. I hate that. So finances, I love finances. Here's a nugget, something that, well, you know what? Let's save for another episode. I'll try to like, not just meander for 20 minutes. Let's just meander for 10 minutes twice. So I'll see you in the next episode.